Hi, this is Brendan Monk. You're currently listening to WGXC ACRA, 90.7 FM, coming to you from Hudson, New York.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Monday, March 28th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at 90.7 FM. We'll have a report about Friday's climate rally in Albany on the WGXC morning show at 9 a.m. Then hop on the Afrosonic Taxi with De La Somisi, Colagua, and Azukia, among others. That's at 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with Bossa Nova live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. Then at noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three.
So good, so good, so good.
I got an ocean of confidence surrounding me. I got a hope that gives me joy in my suffering. I got an ever-present help anytime that I need. Oh, it's your love, it's your love, it's your love chasing after me. And you are good, good, good.
So good, so good, so good.
live stories that have proved your faithfulness. And I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. And there is beauty in what I can understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. And I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, you're too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God. And you heal because you love. All the miracles I've seen, you're too good to not believe. Too good. Too good to not believe. All the miracles I've seen. Too good. I can resurrect a man with my own head, but just the mention of your name can raise the dead. Oh, so all the glory to you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it.
to love it. He's too good to not believe. He's so, so good. Do I have a witness? Amen. Have you seen miracles? Have you seen families restored? Have you seen addicted people delivered? Have you seen people healed? I believe. I've seen it. I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. I know he's good, even on a bad day, even in a crazy world, even in the midst of the turmoil. Beloved, we know that God is good. We don't take God for granted. We don't take God lightly. We give God thanks. And here in America, we are among the most blessed to know God as Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father and friend, his Son, Jesus, Lord, our Savior and Redeemer and friend, the Holy Spirit of God moving around in the world, working in and with us and through us and on us. We are most blessed, beloved. Yes, oh yes. Ha, this is Pastor Kim, and I am blessed, and I am your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. And this is There Is a Bright Side Somewhere, and I'm here. And you're here with me on WGXC. We have with us our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, the Martin AV Services. How you doing this morning, Mr. Randall?
I am doing well. Good morning, Bright Side listeners. Happy Sunday.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy last Sunday of the merry month of March. And the April showers have come a little early. We're going to have stuff sprouting up. And this is our last Sunday for Women's History Month as well. Just so much going on. And next month, when the next time you hear my voice, I'll be celebrating my 5th year anniversary on WGXC. And a lot of you have been hanging in there with me from when we started out on Wednesday mornings. Oh, my gosh. And with Brightside Talk and Music Mix, and then branched out into two shows with our Tuesday afternoon, first and third Tuesday talk show with our co-host, Mr. Martin Randall. And then he branched out to take on a couple of Tuesdays on his own. And a couple of our other guests have branched out into other radio shows. So it's just been fruitful. And we are blessed. And we say thank you, God, for this opportunity. Thank you to all of our supporters and partners and listeners and family, our WGXC radio family. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank God that you're getting blessed, that you're receiving good stuff from here and from this station. And we are so thankful that God has sustained this station for 10 years. We just finished our pledge drive. I want to thank all of you new partners as well and acknowledge you. This is the show where we give you music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we come back with a spiritual social commentary after all of that. We have some songs that are lined up with you in mind. We've got some of the dynamic women of gospel who just whisper to us in their words, in their music, accompaniment, messages that speak to our lives and speak to our situations and encourage us and remind us and uplift us. And so I don't want y'all to go anywhere. I want you to stay right there, okay? We have Miracle by the Clark Sisters. It's about time for a miracle. Miss Beverly Crawford, it ain't over. If you ain't got your miracle yet, it ain't over till God say it's over. Miss Morette Brown Clark, hold on. Miss Leandria, ha. Huh. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary. You heard earlier Doe with So Good and Maverick City featuring Lizzie Morgan, Cecily, Cecile, and Melvin Crispell III. Too good to not believe. Ah, beloved, I believe for miracles. Here we go. It's Miracle Working Sunday on WGXC, right here with me, the Clark Sisters. It's about time. Come on, Miss Beverly Crawford.
Some of you may not, but take a listen.
Looking for a miracle. Expect the impossible. Feel the intangible. See the invisible. I'm looking for a miracle. Expect the impossible.
what you looking for?
Thank you. Way before the fight began,
way before
but no. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And this is where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. We are a listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears. And this is Miss Moretta Brown-Clark with It Ain't Over. Coming up next is Miss Leandria with Hold On. And then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary after that.
God is not through with me yet. This life is only a test. Trials come and they go, but a word for you is hold on. Though the times seem to be harder, from the steps you took to get started, but if you only keep the faith, you will surely win this race. Changing hand, hold on to God's unchanging hand. You are to build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging. Steps you took to get started, but if you only keep the faith, you will surely win this race. Hold on
to God's unchanging hand.
My soul
hold on
needs to hold on
to God's unchanging hand.
His hand. You
amen. We must hold on to God's unchanging hand. Again, we want to give shout outs to our brothers and sisters who are in war-torn countries, countries where terrorism and terrorists are daily bringing turmoil into the lives of the citizens of those nations, those states, those countries. So we do remember, of course, our brothers and sisters in Haiti and in African territories, in brown territories of Iran and, you know, Libya and other parts, a few countries in Africa that I can't even call the names. I don't have my list. And very certainly Ukraine, where we see nightly in the news the resiliency of these people, the fight, the not quitting in the dip. We're thankful to God for showing the world that there are Davids yet who are standing up against Goliath. And we pray for their victory. We pray for victory, as Father Vasco says, light, and the Word of God says too, light overcomes the darkness, and darkness will never overcome the light. The cross of Calvary, the cross of Jesus Christ, defeated the darkness, hallelujah, and defeated Satan, defeated the devil, defeated the grave, and the devil has never recovered, nor will he ever recover. I'm encouraged in remembering that God always makes things work together for good. After Pearl Harbor, America drew back and grew back stronger. After World War II, Europe, which was decimated, recovered and grew back stronger and built back better. Japan grew back stronger and built back better. And we believe the same for Ukraine. Really thankful to such a wonderful and giving community of Columbia County, one of the local Ukrainian churches, St. Nicholas, held a bake sale over the weekend. $7,000 was raised at a bake sale. Come on here, somebody, for Ukraine. So snaps and claps to the generous people of Columbia County. Yes, beloved, we have some beautiful people here. The Columbia Memorial Health Auxiliary donated $70,000 to buy medical equipment for Columbia Memorial Hospital. Beautiful, beautiful. So snaps and claps to you all. It's Women's History Month. It's our last Sunday, and I want to talk for a few minutes a little bit about women and women in history, women in our current lived history, living history, as history is unfolding, because yesterday is now history. The last couple of minutes is now history. By the time I finish talking to you today, that will be history too, right? Or her story. So we started off Women's History Month talking about some forgotten or never mentioned, hardly mentioned, Black women in history. We went on from there to talk about Moses' story and the women that were integral to his story. The world knows Moses, but not a lot of people know the names of the women who were integral in his story. Come on here, somebody. Then, amen, we were talking about Jephthah's daughters and their names that appear in the Word of God and how they stood for their rights against tradition and against the law systems and the culture of their time, to stand up and speak up and step up, that they not be marginalized and they not be disenfranchised and disinherited. And God told Moses that the women were right. The women were speaking truth. You know, in my earliest remembrances of women Bible stories, as a child, going to Sunday school, being sent to come Sunday school, being made to go to Sunday school. I hear so often people say, oh, I don't make my child go to church. Well, it didn't hurt. Believe me, it sure helped. Oh, my God. Don't have time for those stories. But my story remembrances of women in the Bible was about Eve, who was then alleged ate the forbidden fruit, the fruit forbidden by God, and sold out humanity to the adversary of God. And All of that was laid at the feet of Eve. And I remember stories about Jezebel. And, oh, my God, the sermons preached about Jezebel, evil women who lead men astray. Jezebel, an evil queen who had led her husband and the king into false religion and idolatry and the worship of lesser and multiple gods over the worship of God, Yahweh, the one true and living God of all gods and Lord of all lords. And, you know, and then, of course, Mary, because, you know, we celebrated Christmas, right? And there's no Christ without Mary. So those were the names that I knew in my Bible knowledge of women in the Bible. And I think for a lot of women, a lot of people, it has been that way for a very long time. Particularly people of a certain age. So I really count it a privilege and an honor to just talk about some of the other named women and unnamed women. I know over the last 30, 40 years, as more women have gone to seminary and more women have been blessed by God to go to higher education and get the literature, get the books, get the writings, get the studies of theologians, get the studies of mystics, get the studies of the Latin and Greek languages in interpreting the original texts of the Bibles and other theological writings, to unearth names of women and contributions of women in the story of the stories that are shared with us in the Holy Bible. And so today I'm led to give an overview of the women in Jesus's story, the named and the unnamed. And as I mentioned in, you know, one of my earlier messages, Moses' story and Jesus' story are parallel each other in several ways. Moses was the prophet, but Jesus was the prophet, priest, and king. Hallelujah. There are differences between their stories. While Moses and Jesus' conceptions were miraculous, Moses was conceived in the marital act of a husband and wife. But Jesus is prophesied by Isaiah and Hosea. He was conceived by an unmarried young woman, engaged but still a virgin. In Jesus' story, the significance of his mother's role begins before he was formed in her womb. A messenger archangel of God visits her to deliver a message. She has found favor with God. Beloved, amen. God looks at us. He checks us out. He sees what's going on with us, what we're doing. He's interested in what we're doing. He's interested in what we're thinking. He's interested in our hearts. And he looks and he finds people, and he will disperse favor upon people, and not just a few. God had a plan for Mary. He has a plan for you. And his plan was to use her uterus and egg to fertilize the seed of God. She was chosen by God to carry his only begotten son, begotten, not made, as the angels and hosts of heaven and the sons of God in heaven were made, not made as Adam was made from the dust of the ground and Eve from the rib of Adam, but begotten, brought forth through reproduction. God reproducing himself in human form was a work, an intimate work between God and a woman. And in the mortal words of Sojourner Truth, where did Christ come from? God and a woman, and man had nothing to do with him. Mary's reaction to the angel's proclamation is first to question. I want to talk about that for a minute. She says, how can these things be? I am a virgin. What's interesting for us to note is that she is not chastised for questioning God's plan for her life. She does not lose favor with God for asking a question. In fact, it seems as if she felt comfortable and confident enough in her understanding of who God is and who she is in God to ask. God is not intimidated or angered by our valid questions, beloved. I've heard people say, I can't believe in a God. You can't ask questions. You can't question God. But read the word of God. Study to show yourself approved. You can rightly divide the word of God. God is not intimidated. He invites our questions. In fact, Jesus teaches in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7:7, he says, ask, seek, come on here, somebody, and knock. Hallelujah. Not just for riches and material things and opportunities in the world, but the richness of knowing him and his mysteries and his doings and seek for him and seek to know knowledge and wisdom and understanding that comes not from earth, but from heaven, not from man, but from God. God wants us to ask. The Apostle Paul would later write, teach, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to us all generously without finding fault. We see this clearly with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and she understood this. And when Jesus began his ministry at age 30, he broke from the traditions of men in the way he included women in his ministry. The religious customs and the social and cultural relegated norms of their society relegated women to second-class citizenship. At the temple, women who were permitted to attend with the permission of a father, a husband, or some other male who had oversight over them had to be in complete separation from the men in the balcony. As a practicing Jew, Jesus would attend worship in the temple, but his ministry he conducted outside of the temple where there was no enforced separation. Thousands of women with their children would come to hear Jesus teach and preach, and they positioned themselves for the miracles of God. Jesus often made himself available to the women, not to exploit their devotion or their bodies, but to bring to them healing and elevation and revelation. This is the God I talk about. The God I love, the God I please, the God I want to please, the God I serve, and I want to serve. And you do too. You want to serve a God who would allow himself to be touched by an unclean, quote unquote, unclean woman, the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. Who had to sneak through the crowds because she wasn't supposed to be seen in public. And she touched the hem of his garment, and he felt the power and the virtue come out of him. Come on here, somebody. We can touch Jesus with our infirmities, touch Jesus with our needs. His virtue will flow into us, give us strength for living, strength for the struggle, opportunity to overcome. Oh, my goodness. He did not rebuke that woman. He did not chastise that woman. He listened to her story of how she had been sick, spent all her money trying to get well. Nobody could help her, but she got her help that day when she met Jesus. Oh, we hear about the woman with the seven demons, Mary Magdalene. Oh, my goodness. He delivered her, and people had shunned her, called her a prostitute. Whether she was or she wasn't, it's implied that she was, but he didn't have an issue with her lifestyle or her past. He said, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. But if you can love me, come on here, somebody. Women at the well, the Samaritan woman was ostracized. They said she had five husbands, and the one she was living with wasn't even married to her. People like to call her a loose woman, but they don't know her story. They don't know how she lived in the time where women couldn't own property, or they should have been able to, because God had already gotten that clear back hundreds of years before with Jephthah's daughter. She couldn't earn a living for herself. She had to rely on a man. And one man died. Maybe the other one died. One man left her. Maybe the other one abused her. We don't know her story, but we were quick. Some were quick to just consider her a loose woman. Jesus didn't care about whether she had had five or six husbands. He just wanted her to know that God loved her. She heard him tell her story. She went and told all the men that she was hiding from, all the people that was ostracizing her. She went and told them the good news about Jesus, and they came to see him for themselves, and they all got saved. Come on here, somebody. Oh, time doesn't allow me to go on and on and on about Mary and Martha and Salome and Joanna, the wife of Chusa and Susanna. Doesn't allow me to talk about Mary, mother of James and Joseph, and Mary, the mother of the sons of Zebedee, and Salome, Mary's sister, and Mary of Clopas. It doesn't give me, I don't have time to tell you about these and so many other, even unnamed women in the story of Jesus. Just want to let you know, we have some wonderful women yet today that are working among us, laboring for us and for our common good. Oh, I thank God for being in the time in which we live where those shackles have been broken. And we're not going to go back. We can only go forward. We're not going to get back into shackles of patriarchy. We're not going to get back into shackles of misinterpretation and misunderstanding and misrepresentation of God's plan and purpose for the woman. Ah, for the woman. We thank God. I'm glad, beloved. I am a woman. Say it loud. I'm a woman and I'm proud. And I'm proud of the women that are serving us today. I'm proud of Senator Gillibrand, who is pushing for legislation that would create a federal office to raise money for rural communities. I'm proud of our female woman, State Attorney General Letitia James, who's calling for increased funds and greater protections for state's nursing home workers. I'm proud of the women who work side by side with other women and with men to make our lives, our community, our country, our world a better place. I celebrate Women's History Month. Celebrate with me. Be kind to the women in your life. God has a plan and a purpose for them. You don't know how he's going to use them to bless you. Give God thanks. And this is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, unapologetically a woman. Why not me? Miss Tasha Page Lockhart is coming up next. Yes, why not me? This is my story. Come on, somebody.
When I look in the mirror, I see a girl, beautifully broken, perfectly flawed. I don't even know how I made it this far. And I'm asking myself questions like, why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? Then I said, you can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. Person to go through the storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. And then I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore. Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day makes me say, why not me? Why not me? Why? One day I'm up, the next I'm down. Problems coming faster than I can count. Who can I run to? No one to talk to. Can somebody tell me what to do? Why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? You can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through the storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. Then I'll come out even better than before. See this place anymore, cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way, and the fact that I survived another day. Oh, this is my moment, there's no turning back. It took me a while, but I have no regrets. I'm giving my all, letting go of the past. I'm not gonna break, and I won't.
Yes, beloved. It could be me. It could be you. Why not? Jesus came from his home in glory to be our salvation story. From the womb to the tomb, he knows what it is to be human. He knows what we go through. Listen, if he could do it for us, we can do this for him. We can live for him. We can love for him, forgive for him. He did it for us. Amen? Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. I hope that you will have a wonderful week. Purim starts this week. Another story about a woman in the Bible, Esther, who saved her people. Yes, beloved, celebrating Purim on Wednesday. To all of our Jewish friends and our Judeo-Christian friends and everybody who loves women, strong women, women who will stand up, speak up, step up, and not stop. Celebrate life, celebrate Purim. Listen, well, I'm ready to get out of here, but I got one more song for you. It's Positive by Miss Erica Campbell. I want you to remember never to forget that God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more and he loves you best. Stay in that knowledge and rest and stay blessed. This is Miss Erica Campbell with my message for me and for you. Positive. The sign of the cross is a plus. Don't quit in the dip till we meet again. God bless you. Amen.